and welcome to a special crossover edition of the Final Siren and Game Sense podcasts. I'm your host, Michael Alvaro, and today we're celebrating all things Coates Talent League with the upcoming grand finals this weekend. To join me in previewing both games is Rookie Me Central Chief Editor Peter Williams. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. It's, of course, coming to the end of a season in terms of on-field action, but always an exciting time, not just for the teams, but everyone involved with them. So looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Absolutely. Pretty much the last weekend of our footballing calendar across the nation. All the seasons are wrapping up. So today, I guess close to home, we're going to be looking at all the sides in the respective grand finals, some key players and matchups, maybe a few predictions as well. So we're going to start with the girls' grand final, which takes place on Saturday at 9:45 a.m., of course, at Icon Park. That one's going to be a curtain raiser for the AFLW game between Richmond and Carlton. It's the Eastern Rangers taking on the Oakley Chargers. We'll go with the Rangers first. Pete, who are some of the key players there? Obviously, both teams are quite stacked with talent, but who are the standouts?
Yeah, absolutely. For Eastern Rangers, you've got, three AFLW Academy members to begin with, so that's probably a good place to start. You've got Laura Stone, who's a real prominent player through the midfield, but she'll often start in defence, using that run and carry really effectively. So she's someone who I think can break the game open and add that point of difference, because Eastern generally have a really strong inside midfield, and she's just got that bit of extra pace that mixes it up. But certainly she uses, you know, the ball really well in transition. So she's someone who'll start at halfback, roll into the midfield, maybe even go forward and kick a couple of goals like she did in the elimination final. So she's got that potential. It'll be her fourth game back coming after injuring herself. So she's back and fit and firing. So she's definitely one. Alicia Pisano, best small forward in the league. She's just so damaging on that left foot. Once she is given a metre, she'll take a mile. It's just one of those things that she can snap real quickly, and such great goal sense. And Jess Vukic, the ruck, she's taking over a lot of the, ruck work because of Jacinta Hose's second ACL, unfortunately. Spoke to Coach Ash Close today, and he said that she's in good spirits, but unfortunately it was the opposite knee that she did with the ACL. So it'll be down to Vukic and bottom major Mackenzie Bourne to shoulder that ruck load. So they're likely to be key against the Chargers, who have those undersized rucks. But certainly that group, and then, of course, the defence in general between Ava Campbell and Grace Babba, they're two intercepting types, so they're definitely not going to make it easy for the Chargers.
Absolutely. You touched on it a little bit there, but what are some of the real strengths of the side? Where do you see them winning the game? How does it look when it's on their terms?
Well, for me, I think Eastern has a real presence around the ground. They've got a nice balance of tools. They've gone with the key position set up in defence, attack, and even in midfield. They've got tall midfielders. They've got players that can roll through. We've seen Georgie Brisbane, who is probably a natural kind of tall to just slightly below that key forward size, about that 175, 176. She's a great contested mark, but she can also roll into the midfield and play there. Same with Grace Baloney. She's another one who is capable of winning ball on the inside, then going forward and kicking a couple as well. So I think their versatility is what really stands out. They've got a lot of options they can throw around, and certainly I think they're going to win enough of their fair share in the midfield to just go forward, and they love running. Both these sides do, but certainly Eastern love running it from defence to attack. They'll take risks, and it's going to be exciting. And even if the key position players don't mark it inside 50, you know you've got the likes of Pisano lurking around at ground level to do a lot of damage. So between them and, of course, Hayley McLaughlin, another one I didn't mention before, she's someone who will be pretty crucial out on a wing. She just runs between the arcs so well. And they're just a really well-balanced team across all three lines.
So then on the flip side, how does Oakley, I guess, counteract that? We'll touch on some of their key players as well, but in terms of strengths and what they offer, how are they going to be able to tackle the Rangers on Saturday?
Yeah, so Oakley just, outside of the ruck where they are undersized, they're a team that just has very few weaknesses. They've got Emma McDonald up the top. Obviously, she's that key forward who can mark, but also once it hits the deck, she's so athletic. Just a crucial player and a real point of difference inside 50. I think that'll keep the Rangers defenders hands full, I should say. And It's not just her. That's the crucial thing. They've got so many smalls, your Maya Stobies and your Emily Gladmans and all these types. Even Lily Hart, when she plays and gets forward, can hit the scoreboard. So they've got quite a few that can do a lot of damage in there. Even Amelia Dunn's done hit the scoreboard a few times of late. So they're definitely players that can have a variety of scoring options. So definitely their forwards are really crucial. But again, from a top age perspective, it's their defence that really stands out. You know, Lucy Cronin's really come of age. Lara Horsegger, their captain's got a draft combine invite as well. So they're pretty impressive. Sienna Tallariti copped a knock in the preliminary final. But speaking to Ty Vickery, he said, no, she's right to go. They did some scans and it was just a bit of bruising. And aside from being a bit sore the next day, she's good to go. So that'll be a great boost for the Chargers to make sure she's in it. So their defence as a whole is really strong and generally hard to score against. So it is going to be an exciting time to sort of see a lot of talent from both sides going head to head.
All right, well, we've ticked off plenty of good players there. So we'll move on to the talking points. Give me a key matchup on the day. Who are you looking most forward to seeing line up against each other?
Yeah, I think, look, I would love to see a type of matchup like a Sienna Tallariti on Alicia Pisano. Obviously, I think that that'll come down to whether or not they go for perhaps another player they, like the Chargers want to have as someone who can kind of run off without having that exposure at the back. I saw what Joe Sunderland did for the Falcons last week against Pisano, and she did a really good job. She doesn't have the pace of Pisano, similar to Tallariti, but they're very similar players in the way that Tallariti is going to be quite strong in the air, very good one-on-one, and she can leap pretty high as well. So I think that she's someone who may not go directly on her, but I think she'll be someone who will be crucial in cutting it off. And for me, when you're forward, you've got to try and contain Alicia Pisano. I think that'll be a real big one. We're up the other end, presumably either Ava Campbell or Grace Bubba on Emma McDonald's the big one, because Emma McDonald's the spearhead. And if you can keep her quiet, then I think Easton will go a long way to winning. But they've also got to be mindful of all the smalls. So I think there's those two crucial matchups with those forwards up respective ends.
And what about the predictions for the game overall? Tell me who's going to win, who will be best of field, and who's going to kick the most goals?
Yeah, so for me, I think I'm going to go with Easton just. I think they've just had that bit more impressive form. They've hit it at the right time. I'll go with them by about 11 points. I think it's going to be a pretty close one. They might just get it done. They've got a few more options that are consistent. But, yeah, it's going to be a real thriller. In terms of the best on ground, I think it'll probably be, look, the way of Laura Stone sort of stands out for me. And if we're going to go for a bit of a roughie, I might even go for Grace Bellany, who's had a pretty good form, can kick a few goals and win the inside ball. So I think Laura Stone's the obvious one, but if she spends a lot of time outside that midfield, then Grace Bellany is a really good choice for that best on ground. So I think they're probably a couple. And in terms of most goals, obviously Alicia Pisano is the crucial one. And I think she's capable of getting off the chain.
Well, there you have it. That's the girls' grand final preview wrapped up. And I'm going to let Pete take the reins of the host chair at the moment, because we're going to move on to the boys' grand final, and that's my bread and butter. So, Pete, take it away.
Absolutely. So, as you said, the boys' grand final also features the Eastern Rangers, of course. So they've made it in both grades. Congratulations to them. Only club to do so. So they're taking on the Sandringham Dragons at 11:15 a.m. on Sunday morning. Sandringham, of course, reigning premiers and were considered the home team, if you like, for this game. Michael, I guess we'll start off same sort of format. Who do you sort of see as the key players first off for the Dragons?
Yeah, I mean, where do you start? They're absolutely stacked once again. They're going to have bulk draftees come the end of the year, and their talent sort of trickles through to the bottom age category as well. So it's a scary proposition, that Sandringham lineup, but you can't really go past a guy like Riley Sanders in midfield, the Lark medalist, Levi Ashcroft, one of the best prospects for next year, and maybe the best bolter of the draft this year in Charlie Edwards. They're going to all run through midfield, of course, with Ruckman, Vigo, Vizzantini. So it's a really solid group. They win so much of the ball on the inside, but they can also accumulate around the ground. Of course, you've got Ollie Murphy to bookend the team back down back. Fantastic key defender who might have a key job to play. Guys like Murphy Reid, a bottom major who's been playing up forward but can also roll through midfield. Super classy. Tarkin O'Leary out on a wing. They've just got so many pieces of the puzzle that their talents really carried them through. But that's, I mean, half the team I've named, but all high-quality players and so many more who are even going to miss out on making the final 23.
And we know that they've been there, done that before, particularly of late, over the last decade. So talk us through some of the strengths of this Dragon side and perhaps maybe some of the differences compared to last year.
Yeah, well, I think if you're comparing to last year, the talent carries it through as a strength. They've just got so many good players that they're bound to win a lot of games. And that's, I guess, happened towards the back end of both last year and this year, where they've gelled and really come together and had some strong leaders to carry them through. Having been there last year is a strength, as you allude to. But I think their style of play is really great to watch as well. They're playing on a slightly new ground this time, obviously at Icon Park. Not many games there throughout the year, only a few maybe for champs and whatnot. But the way that they carry the ball on the outside, they've got some great runners, guys like Archie Roberts from the back, Billy McGee, Gallen-Birdie, who I didn't mention before, and Ethan Williams too. They all carry the ball. They're very aggressive and move it quickly. So that's probably what we can expect from Sandringham. And just the fact that, yeah, they have been there before. They're going to have players who stand up in crucial moments. They're the things that are going to hopefully, for them at least, carry them over the line.
So moving on from the Sandringham Dragons to their opponents, the Eastern Rangers, tell us about some of their key players they've got in the lineup.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a different makeup to Sandringham in terms of talent. And obviously, Eastern do have a couple of key players out, so that'll play a little bit of a part. But at the top of the tree, of course, their two best top ages are Nick Watson and Caleb Windsor, who are pretty nailed on first rounders, both super talented, have that X factor and speed that should serve them really well in a finals atmosphere. Of course, Riley Weatherall up top, he's really been the spearhead and been able to cash in on some fast ball movement. And he's super smart inside 50 with these leading patterns. We saw Christian Moraes last week really, I guess, take a hold of the game. And he was best of field clearly for me. And I know you'd probably agree. He was fantastic, a bottom ager who's going to run through the midfield. But they've got a lot of solid guys as well who have earned praise from the coach. Lauren Moorcroft, of course, Cooper Trembath down back. Isaac Tanzimat can do a job up forward. Tyson Struck through midfield. Roy Cantwell on a wing. The list goes on, even co-captains Josh Tovey and Braden LaPlanche. There's just so much evenness throughout the squad, and I guess, you know, when we move on to talking about the strengths, that's going to be one of them.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I know Eastern in the past we've had have made grand final or gone deep because they've got such that I guess the bottom end of the squad isn't too is still quite strong. So what do you sort of see then as their strengths?
Yeah, well, I mean, even talking to the coach LJ, she is really high on their team first mentality and doing things for each other. So they're going to play fast. They're going to play high pressure football. They're going to be physical and loud. They're all things that we've seen across their whole final series. They came out just super pumped against Oakley, even against Calder in wildcard round when they got a run on. They're able to really take hold of a game and intimidate lesser opposition, but they've also got the job done against really good opposition in finals. So their style of play holds up clearly, and they play, I guess, an AFL level kind of game where they're all playing for one another. There's no sort of piece that falls over at any given time. They're quite consistent and just have those little sprinklings of X factor and class that can carry them over the line against good sides too.
Yeah, and now that you sort of mentioned that, we're going to take a look at some of the talking points, which starting off with the key matchup, who do you sort of see as a potential key matchup or matchups on the ground?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are so many. The one that I'm really probably most keen to see is between two bottom majors in Christian Moraes and Levi Ashcroft. They're going to be running through midfield. They're absolute stars for next year and guys to keep an eye on. Ashcroft's already been here. He played in last year's premiership with the Dragons, of course, skippered by his brother Will. And he'll, I mean, he's almost certain to end up at the Lions next year. So he's a gun. Christian Moraes as well. They're probably two different types of players, where Moraes is really clean and he's quite good in attacking phases where he's got good speed and can impact up forward. Ashcroft takes on the big moments. He can also hit the scoreboard, but just more consistent and accumulator, a good stoppage player. So that's a matchup I'd love to see. Obviously, there's a few more around the ground. Riley Weatherill, hopefully against Ollie Murphy, is going to be one. Even Caleb Windsor and Tarkin O'Leary out on a wing. So some good players are going to inevitably match up against each other, but there are a few that I'm, yeah, looking forward to.
All right. So to wrap that up then, I'll get your prediction, your best on ground and potentially most goals on the day.
Yeah. So in terms of prediction, it's hard to look past Sandringham going back to back. I'm going to say it again, as I have throughout the whole podcast, it seems, but they've done it before. There's a lot of players who did play last year. Obviously, you have the turnover because they have those draftees and whatnot. And I think they've been able to replace the talent really well. They've been lucky to have all those kids coming through and have nurtured them correctly. So I'm going to go with the Dragons. We probably saw it coming from the start of the year that they'd be right up there. Same with Easton. But I think they're quite strong and the talent's going to carry them over the line. Yeah, for about a 10-point win, it'll be close. I really do rate Easton, and I think they stand a chance. Obviously, they wouldn't be there if they don't. So that's the prediction. In terms of best on ground, Riley Sanders, he's probably going to have the most touches, might kick a goal or two. He's always one that's prominent throughout games at Sandringham. Tend to win. And for most goals, just to cover all my bases, I'll go with Nick Watson in case Easton ends up getting up. I'll say that he'll kick the most goals. Could have been Weatherill. There's a few for Sandy as well, but I'll go with Watto the Wizard.
Yeah, so all of us are really going out on a limb today with some of these predictions. But that is all we've got time for on today's podcast. Make sure you're following us on our respective streaming platforms for the Final Siren and Game Sense podcasts. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
No, pleasure as always. And let us know in the comments as well, or if you want to tweet in and whatever, who was the better host today?
Of course, that's exactly where his mind's going. But we're going to ramp up our coverage, of course, leading into the AFL and AFLW drafts with stacks of draft profiles and player highlights, as well as plenty of analysis and other content. So make sure you check all that out at Rookie Me Central on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Threads. That's all for now. I've been your host, Peter Williams. Make sure you tune in next time.